Chapter 13. The Power of Sleep, the Third Pillar of Health. This one factor is fundamental for your energy, your happiness, your sexuality, and your resistance to life-threatening illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. Proper sleep has helped me to get where I am today as an athlete, and it is something that I continue to rely on every day. Tom Brady, the only NFL quarterback to win a Super Bowl in 3 different decades. I don't know about you, but my wife loves to sleep. For her, 8 hours a night would be an ideal minimum if we weren't so busy so much of the time. Most days she wakes up looking perfectly refreshed and revitalized, bright-eyed and glowing with good health. For me, in the past I usually grab 5 or 5.5 hours of sleep. And I'll admit there are times when my schedule is so intense that I might go 2 to 5 days without sleeping more than 4.5 hours a night. I don't recommend this, and I know that it's not good for the body. In preparing for this book, I've since changed my habits significantly. But for a long time, I prided myself on the hard-charging mindset, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Why waste a third of your precious life when time is short and there's so much to do? If you're an overachiever like me, you may well feel the same way. But let me tell you, boy, was I wrong. One of the many miracles of modern science is that it's become possible to measure more accurately than ever the many benefits of sleep and the devastating effects of sleep deprivation on our biological mechanisms. The health implications are so remarkable that sleeping better has become an urgent priority for me, Peter Diamandis, Bob Hariri, and many of the most high-performing people we know. For us and millions of others around the world, this change of attitude is largely due to one scientist, Matthew Walker, Ph.D., who is the hero of this chapter. Dr. Walker, a friend of Peter's, is the most persuasive sleep evangelist on the planet. More than anyone, he's played a starring role in waking the world up to the critical importance of this all-natural healthcare intervention, which costs you nothing and, unlike many drugs, has no unpleasant side effects. When it comes to sleep, there's no greater authority than Dr. Walker. He's best known as the author of a blockbuster book, Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep and Dreams, which has been translated into more than 40 languages. He's also a professor of neuroscience and psychology at UC Berkeley and the founder-director of the Center for Human Sleep Science. He spent more than 2 decades as a sleep researcher, published more than 100 scientific studies, and served as a sleep consultant for athletes from the NBA, the NFL, and England's Premier Soccer League. One of his more unusual titles is Sleep Scientist at Google, which goes to show that some of the world's most dynamic businesses now recognize that sleeping well is vital, not only for health, but productivity and creativity. And finally, we're proud to have him as an advisor for this book. In a sense, humans have always known that sleep is essential for our health, happiness, and well-being. Almost 400 years ago, William Shakespeare wrote in Macbeth that sleep is the chief nourisher in life's feast. Scientists now believe that he was probably right. In fact, if you're looking to live a long and healthy life, sleep might just be the single most important ingredient of all. Think of it this way. If evolution could have done away with sleep, it would have done so. While you're asleep, you're vulnerable to attack, you're unable to procreate, and you can't hunt for food. Yet, sleep has survived, despite all of the evolutionary pressure to devise a safer and more productive use for our time. As Dr. Walker explains in his book, sleep would appear to be the most foolish of biological phenomena, which means that it can have persisted only because it provides tremendous benefits that far outweigh all of the obvious hazards and detriments. Dr. Walker says he used to regard sleep as a third pillar of good health, along with eating well and exercising regularly. But I think I've changed my mind. I'd now suggest that sleep is probably the foundation on which those other two pillars of diet and exercise sit. It's the Archimedes lever. It's the superordinate node that if you inflect change there, all of the other health systems fall into line. Sleep is the tide that seems to raise all of the health boats. Later in this chapter, Dr. Walker will share with you a series of extremely practical tips about how to radically improve the quantity and quality of your sleep. But first, it's important to understand why sleeping well must be a top priority for you, me, and everyone we love. To put it simply, why is sleep such a big deal? Well, let's consider a few startling pieces of sleep data that I'm guessing will shock you as much as they shocked me. Twice a year, many of us take part in what Dr. Walker calls a global experiment on 1.6 billion people in about 70 countries. That's his description of daylight savings time, when clocks move forward an hour each spring and back an hour each fall. Many of us complain when we lose an hour of sleep on the night in March when this switch occurs. But we all know that it's trivial, right? As Dr. Walker says, how much damage could just 1 hour of lost sleep really do? Actually, a lot. By studying daily hospital records, researchers discovered a 24% increase in heart attacks the following day, says Walker, and a similar surge in traffic accidents. In the autumn, when we gain an hour of sleep, there's a 21% reduction in heart attacks the following day. To me, that's so striking because that's just 1 hour of lost sleep opportunity. Unbelievable, isn't it? Just 1 hour of lost sleep for one night causes that much harm. Doesn't it make you wonder what might happen if an entire country were chronically sleep-deprived? Well, in 1942, the average American adult slept for 7.9 hours a night, and that figure has since plunged to about 6.9 hours. That's almost a 13% reduction in how much we sleep. To put this in context, the World Health Organization and the National Sleep Foundation suggest that adults need an average of 8 hours sleep per night. You don't have to be a math genius to recognize that this is a drastic shortfall. And if the average American loses out on about 60 minutes of sleep a night, you know for sure that millions of us scrape by on much less, turning ourselves into zombies in a healthcare horror story. Like me, I'm sure you've experienced this yourself. The stark contrast between those nights when you slept terribly and woke up feeling sluggish and blurry-eyed versus those nights when you slept deeply and woke up naturally without an alarm, feeling fully rested and alive. The difference in your energy level and your readiness to face the day couldn't be more obvious. Walker, who is English, emphasizes that our modern epidemic of sleep deprivation isn't just an American phenomenon, but a global issue that's especially bad in rich countries. In the UK, he says 70% of the population sleeps less than 8 hours. In the US, 79% of people sleep less than 8 hours. In Japan, 90% of the population sleeps less than 8 hours. One reason is that many economically advanced societies tend to regard sleep as shameful, and doing without it becomes a pernicious way to communicate that we're busy and important. Dr. Walker explains, sleep has an image problem. We associate people who are getting sufficient sleep with being slothful or lazy. It's surprising to me in some ways because nobody looks at an infant sleeping during the day and says, "What a lazy baby." And that's because we know that sleep at that time of life is fundamentally, non-negotiably essential. As adults, we seem to forget that truth. To make matters worse, many of us face extreme pressure to juggle long hours at work, a time-consuming commute, and our responsibilities at home. No wonder sleep gets squeezed. As you know, we don't all need the same amount of sleep. You might wake up after 7 hours of blissful slumber and feel ready to take on the world, while your partner or friend, let alone your teenaged kid, might need 9 hours of sleep before they can speak coherently. There's definitely a range, says Dr. Walker, but when adults routinely start to get less than 8 hours of sleep, their risk for serious medical conditions increases significantly. Once you get below 7 hours of sleep, the brain stops being able to perform in a cognitively optimal way. I'm sorry to tell you, but this is about to get worse. As Dr. Walker explains, when people regularly sleep for less than 6 hours a night, they become more vulnerable to a whole host of serious health problems. For example, their ability to regulate their blood sugar is markedly impaired, intensifying the risk of type 2 diabetes. Measures of cardiovascular function are also negatively affected, says Dr. Walker, including worrisome increases in hypertension and blood pressure. In his book, he adds this stark warning: routinely sleeping less than 6 or 7 hours a night demolishes your immune system. And as we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, there's no better defense against viruses, the flu, and many other threats to our health than to maintain a robust immune system. Not convinced yet? A lack of sleep is also associated with a heightened risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It even contributes to psychiatric conditions like depression and anxiety, and significantly reduces the ability to experience pleasure and positive emotions. Speaking of which, sleeplessness also affects our sexual energy. After 1 week of sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night, men have been found to have the testosterone levels of someone 10 years older. Okay, gentlemen, if that doesn't get your attention, maybe this will. When alpha males brag about how little sleep they get, Dr. Walker enjoys informing them that the less and less sleep an individual has, typically the smaller and smaller their testicles. As you'd expect, sleep is also vitally important in terms of women's health and sexuality. For one thing, women need to restore the body in different ways as it transforms throughout the menstrual cycle. But here's an interesting fact that's not well known. According to Dr. Walker, scientists have found that for every hour of sleep that a woman will lose, she has about a 14% decrease in her desire to be physically intimate with her partner. The lesson? Ensuring that you and your partner get enough sleep can greatly enhance your sensual intimacy. Summing this all up, Walker explains the importance of sleep as bluntly and simply as possible, declaring, "The shorter your sleep, the shorter your lifespan." In fact, there are so many ways in which our health is affected by sleep that he describes it as the greatest healthcare insurance policy that's freely available to society. Dr. Walker's prescription for a great night's sleep. There does not seem to be one major organ within the body or process within the brain that isn't optimally enhanced by sleep and detrimentally impaired when we don't get enough. Dr. Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep. Now that we have your attention, what practical steps can you take to improve your sleep? 1. First of all, you need to assess whether or not you're getting enough sleep. How can you get a general sense of how sleep-deprived you might be? One simple way of doing this, says Dr. Walker, is by asking yourself, if your alarm didn't go off in the morning, would you sleep past it? If you would, then clearly your brain isn't done with sleep and you need more. Another simple question that's worth asking is, are you trying to sleep longer at the weekend than you do during the weekdays? And if that's true, it probably means that during the week, you're not meeting your sleep need. It's also revealing to ask yourself, can I function properly without caffeine before noon? 2. If your sleep deprivation seems extreme, consult a doctor. In certain situations, says Dr. Walker, it's important to ask your doctor for a referral to a sleep clinic. For example, a sleep clinic can help you if you're concerned that you might have a serious sleep disorder like severe insomnia or sleep apnea, a condition in which your breathing is repeatedly interrupted. The most common form of this last disorder is obstructive sleep apnea, which occurs when the muscles in the back of the throat relax. This narrows or closes the airway, making it hard to inhale enough air. One of the biggest risk factors for sleep apnea is obesity, though it's also more common among men, smokers, and people with conditions like high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and Parkinson's disease. For years, I woke up so many times each night that I ended up visiting a sleep clinic to get myself checked out. Sure enough, a doctor there told me I had extreme sleep apnea. He warned that this condition could shorten my life unless I took action. His solution? He recommended that I use a continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP machine every night. For many people, these devices are lifesavers. But I can't say that I was enthusiastic about using one. It consisted of a noisy bedside machine that pumped air into a tube connected to a mask that I'd have to wear every night. It felt like I was strapping a vacuum cleaner onto my face as I climbed into bed. Not the best aphrodisiac. So I consulted several doctors to see if there was any alternative. In my case, at least, I was told that having surgery to fix my deviated nasal septum could help. Thankfully, the surgery worked beautifully, and I was able to breathe easily once more without wearing that sexy vacuum cleaner. When I went on stage again, my energy levels were so improved that I felt like Hercules. It was great for me, but a little scary for my audience. There's another option that also works well for many people. A mandibular advancement device, or MAD. Basically, this is a mouth guard that pushes your lower jaw forward, shifting the placement of your tongue while you sleep. MADs are small, easy to carry when you travel, and can be customized to provide a perfect fit for your teeth. They stop you snoring and also serve as a night guard if you've been told that you grind your teeth. Peter, who used to use a CPAP machine but found it difficult to lug along on his travels, now swears by his mandibular advancement device. In any case, if you think that you might have sleep apnea, it's not something you want to ignore because it can increase the risk of heart disease, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, depression, and reduced sexual desire. What are the symptoms of sleep apnea? They include heavy snoring, episodes in which your breathing stops, and occasionally gasping for air as you sleep. 3. Set yourself a regular bedtime and wake-up time. We're designed for regularity, explains Dr. Walker. If you feed your brain regularity, which is what it wishes for and expects, the quantity and quality of sleep will improve. So it's really trying to get in lockstep with your biology's expectation, because when you fight biology, you typically lose, and the way that you know you've lost is usually through disease and sickness. How can you set up the right sleep schedule given that we each have our own genetically imprinted circadian rhythm? Walker suggests imagining that you're alone on a desert island, then asking, what time typically do I think I'd probably end up going to bed, and what time would I probably wake up? A recent sleep study involving 2,115 physicians in their first year of training found that those with irregular sleep times also reported more feelings of depression than those with regular sleep patterns, another indication that our bodies and minds thrive on regularity. The study concluded that variability in sleep parameters substantially impacted mood and depression, and that sleep consistency could improve mental health. 4. Focus on giving yourself a long enough sleep opportunity each night. For most of us, it takes time to nod off, and we're often wakeful at certain points during the night. You should factor in that lost sleep time when you're figuring out your bedtime. Dr. Walker, who recommends setting a get-in-bed alarm each night, insists on giving himself an 8-and-a-quarter-hour sleep opportunity so that he can sleep a minimum of 7 hours. What's his typical sleep schedule? I'm a 10 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. kind of guy. If you knew of all the health dangers I know of, you'd do nothing other than give yourself that chance to sleep. I don't want to invite disease into my life any earlier than it has to be there. I don't want to live a shorter life. 5. Improve the quality of your sleep, not just the quantity. How? You need to get cool to get good sleep, says Dr. Walker. Aiming for a bedroom temperature of 65 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit is going to be optimal for an average adult. One helpful piece of technology that Peter uses religiously is a cooling mattress pad called a chili pad. He sets it for 65 degrees, the same temperature as his bedroom air conditioning. Dr. Walker adds that you should also try to avoid going to bed too hungry or too full, and be aware that alcohol often causes fragmented sleep. What about coffee? Drink as much as possible. Just kidding. It's smart to limit coffee, especially in the afternoon and evening. Dr. Walker, who drinks 1 cup of decaf coffee in the morning, says caffeine has a quarter life of 12 hours, which means that if you have a cup of coffee at noon, a quarter of that caffeine is still swirling around in your brain at midnight. Even if you fall asleep and stay asleep, caffeine can also decrease the amount of deep sleep you get by up to 15 to 20%. For me to take that amount of deep sleep away from you, I'd have to age you by about 12 to 15 years. So that's one of the problems with caffeine. 6. Put down your phone. One common cause of sleeplessness is the invasion of technology into our bedrooms, says Dr. Walker. This frequently leads to sleep procrastination. You're sleepy and have the opportunity to sleep, but you do things that get in the way, like watching a few more YouTube videos or the next episode on Netflix. All right, I confess, I'm not immune to sleep procrastination. Another problem is that your computer, tablet, and mobile phone bathe you in blue LED light, which fools your brain into thinking it's still daytime and delays the release of melatonin, a sleep-signaling hormone. It's not just electrical devices, he adds. Indoor lighting is a problem, too. We need darkness. What's the solution? Dr. Walker suggests not only avoiding electronics at night, but turning down the lights in your home when your alarm alerts you that it's time for bed. This signals to your brain that it's night and helps to trigger the release of melatonin. He also recommends installing blackout curtains in your bedroom. Another simple way to block out the streetlights or the morning sunrise is to wear a blackout mask. The one that Peter loves and often gives as a gift is called the Manta Sleep Mask. Personally, I love the Mindfold Sleeping Mask. These simple recommendations might lead you to believe that technology is the enemy. But Dr. Walker thinks it could also be the salvation of us. In the future, he expects to see innovations like smart beds with sensors that will listen to your breathing, diagnose sleep apnea, and keep your body at the optimal temperature. Your car right now is full of intelligent sensors, but your mattress is about as dumb as it was 50 years ago, he says. There's a vast amount we could be doing with that. In the meantime, if you're looking for technology that can help you now, sleep trackers are a good place to start, says Dr. Walker, because what gets measured gets managed. Among tech-savvy friends like Peter, one of the most popular wearable devices is a high-end sleep tracker called the Oura Ring. A technological marvel designed in Finland, it's a lightweight titanium finger ring that contains about 10 embedded sensors, including 2 infrared LEDs, an infrared detector, a gyroscope, 3 temperature sensors, and an accelerometer to measure your movements. Every morning, the Oura Ring delivers to you an overall sleep score that gamifies your sleep, along with delivering a detailed analysis of the previous night. It tells you not only how long you slept, but how much deep sleep and REM sleep you had, how restless you were, and how ready you are for the day ahead, based on measurements such as your heart rate variability. It's a dream come true for biohackers, athletes, and health-conscious data junkies. As Peter explains, sleep is so important that the Oura Ring is one of the first devices that members of Fountain Life use regularly once they join. It's also why we've invested in the company via Bold Capital. Why? When it comes to this pillar of vitality, it's invaluable to know precisely where you stand. Then you can measure the effects of different habits and choices on your sleep and can see what helps or harms you. The data definitely isn't flawless, but it's precise enough to provide precious insights into the many ways in which our own behavior affects our sleep. Harpreet Rai, the CEO of Oura Health, says the company has sold more than 500,000 of its second-generation rings and gathered over 1 million nights of sleep data from its users. The most important thing, he says, is that tracking devices like this help you to understand what choices you made and how that resulted in good or bad sleep, and that ultimately means making better decisions daily. Many people who wear the Oura Ring have reported sleeping better after making some of the basic changes recommended by Dr. Walker, whether it's sticking to the same bedtime every night, not eating or drinking late in the evening, or banishing electronics from the bedroom. Similarly, says Rai, we've seen so many people actually cut out that 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock cup of coffee and see really large improvements to the quality of their sleep. Rai knows firsthand how sleep loss can contribute to ill health. Early in his career, when he was an investment banker, he routinely pulled 1 or 2 all-nighters every week. I started to get gray hair at the age of 22 or 23, he says. I gained about 50 pounds in my first year and my blood labs indicated that I had a ton of cortisol and a ton of cholesterol. Years later, while working at a hedge fund, Rai bought an early version of the Oura Ring. Once he started tracking his sleep, its impact on his health and well-being became too glaringly obvious to ignore. He soon realized that when he slept for 7 to 8 hours, my performance was better, I was more productive, and I was in a better mood. As luck would have it, he met one of Oura's Helsinki-based co-founders while shopping in a Whole Foods store in New York City, a chance encounter that ultimately led to him running the company. Having experimented with many strategies, Rai discovered that a handful of changes consistently improve his sleep. "I don't have coffee after 11 a.m., he says, and he's cut back to 1 or 2 cups instead of 3 or 4. He sleeps better when he exercises earlier in the day, not in the evening. It helps when he finishes dinner by 6 p.m. He rarely drinks alcohol. He keeps his bedroom cool. And if he can't resist using his iPad before sleeping, he wears a pair of glasses that are specially designed to block the blue LED light emitted by electronic devices. They don't work for everyone, but Rai found that he was tossing and turning way less after he began wearing them. But here's the thing. You and I shouldn't expect to respond the same way to LED light, caffeine, alcohol, the timing of meals and exercise, or countless other factors that can influence our ability to sleep. So what matters, says Rai, is that you learn to listen to your body. One of my favorite biohacks for sleeping, NuCalm. We all know what it feels like to get a good night's sleep. However, as we age, a good night's sleep becomes more elusive, which accelerates the aging process. As I've shared, getting enough sleep was not always something I focused on. One of my favorite biohacks that I use regularly is a simple device called NuCalm. Developed by Solace Life Sciences, this device is changing the world through patented, clinically proven neuroscience solutions that allow you to change your mental state on demand without drugs and without side effects. For the past 12 years, NuCalm has helped the U.S. military, the FBI, more than 50 professional sports teams, and thousands of doctors and their patients, pilots, business executives, moms, dads, sons, and daughters lower their stress and improve their sleep quality without drugs. Using biochemistry and physics, NuCalm safely and predictably slows down your brain waves into alpha and theta, where the body and mind can restore, recover, get back into balance, and build resilience. In fact, research at Harvard Medical School shows a 45-minute treatment of NuCalm may give you the benefits equivalent to 2 to 5 hours of deep, restorative sleep by balancing your autonomic nervous system and restoring you to optimal health. They also have programs that induce ignite warrior brain waves into gamma regions of high frequencies, resulting in high-intensity, mistake-free focus. And of course, deep sleep predictably slows down brain waves to the lowest frequencies and into the deepest depths of dreamless deep sleep. NuCalm, Ignite Warrior Brain, and Deep Sleep are easy to use and have cumulative benefits that can put you back into control of your life and empower you with certainty to live your best life. To find out more about NuCalm's new software tracked solutions, simply reach out to them at their website, NuCalm.com. Widespread access to tiny, inexpensive sensors and devices like the Oura Ring and the Whoop Strap, a superb sleep and exercise tracker that is my favorite health monitoring device, provides new ways to listen so you can modify your behavior, track the effects, and see for yourself what benefits you the most. Excitement about the power of these wearable devices has grown to such an extent that Oura was recently valued at $800 million and Whoop was valued at $3.6 billion. Finally, your cell phone might also help you to sleep better if you use it the right way. If you don't believe me, check out a groundbreaking product called Somrest that's delivered through an app on your smartphone or tablet. Somrest has been authorized by the FDA as a prescription-only digital therapeutic for adults over the age of 22 who are wrestling with chronic insomnia. How does it work? Over 6 to 9 weeks, the Somryst app guides you through a 6-part program based on the principles of cognitive behavioral therapy, a form of therapy that's clinically proven to be effective in treating insomnia. Among other things, the Somryst program trains you to identify and change thought patterns that lead to sleep disruption, teaches you to create a more efficient sleep window that increases the amount of time you actually sleep while you're in bed, and guides you to fix environmental factors like excessive noise and light that contribute to sleep problems. Like the Oura Ring and the Whoop Strap, the Somryst app also tracks your progress along the way so you can see for yourself what's working. In a clinical trial of more than 1,400 adults with chronic insomnia, patients who used Somryst experienced a 45% reduction in the time that it took them to fall asleep, a 52% reduction in the time they spent awake at night, and a 45% reduction in the severity of their insomnia symptoms. Pretty impressive, right? You bet. To learn more, visit Somryst.com. Once you've filled out a sleep questionnaire, you can set up an online consultation with a board-certified healthcare provider to see if you're a suitable candidate for a prescription to use Somryst. Now that you've listened to this chapter and understand the importance of sleep, what are you going to do to improve the sleep you get each night? Let's come up with a sleep challenge, a firm commitment that will deliver transformative benefits. What are you willing to try for a minimum of 10 days, or even better, for 21 days, which is usually enough to get you hooked on a positive new habit? Pick 2 or 3 simple things that you're prepared to commit to, then see the difference that these small changes make to your energy, your dynamism, and your mood. Believe me, I'll be right there with you because there's no question in my mind that enhancing my sleep is one of the greatest gifts I can give to myself. In fact, the quality and quantity of my sleep has already improved significantly, thanks to the Whoop Strap, which we'll talk about more in the next chapter. Just remember, focus creates change. What you measure tends to improve. And now, let's turn to another core component of a vibrant and joyous life. We're going to guide you to some of the best tools available to you right now for increasing your strength, enhancing your mobility, and maximizing your strength, fitness, and performance.